Hey guys, Reverend Jess here. If you enjoy this episode, please be sure to share it with a friend. That way we can continue growing the congregation of the Church Absurd. Looking to expand your playlist? Well, Fat Lulz Radio has got you covered. Lose your religion with Reverend Jess and Deacon Sam over on the Church Absurd. Hear nerd culture get dissected on the Fickle Fanboy with RPM. Get drunk at the round table with the designated drinkers. Hear solid and interesting interviews on Unseriously Serious. Do you want to get involved? Send your rant over to the League of Infuriated Nerds. Also, check out the Fat Lulz Radio Associated shows. Get your Not Safe for Work Talk Radio Fix on the Robin Slim Show. Get some life advice from Jerry and Cal on From to Bottom. All of these shows and more await you at Fat Lulz Radio. You can find us on SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, and various podcast apps, as well as our website, fatlulzradio.us, HTTP, not HTTPS. We hope you enjoy the smorgasbord of shows we have prepared for you. Fat Lulz Radio, stuff full of entertainment.
This is the real Lonnie King, and you're listening to the Church Absurd.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
You need to shut the fuck up.
You feel blame?
Smoke weed.
Are you mad? You feel like Bob Rennish? Get ready.
Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the fifth episode of the Church Absurd, the podcast single-handedly responsible for you losing your religion. I'm your host, Reverend Jess, joined by
Deacon Sam.
And we have a very special guest in the studio. You know, we need some help tonight. So we brought in the very fantastic altar server, Jonathan. Jonathan, say hello.
Hello.
Yeah, there you go. So he's going to chime in every once in a while. You know, he's just here to hang out, really, and just enjoy the live podcast so he can get away with not having to listen to the real episode when it drops.
Fair enough, yeah. Well played, Jonathan. Well played.
Exactly. That's what it all comes down to.
Thank you.
Alrighty, so what is on the agenda for tonight? Sam, first off, how was your week?
My week has been pretty good. It was nice to have a couple days without rain. That's always nice.
Yeah, and now it's just over.
Yeah, now it's over. Now it's raining.
We're supposed to get, like, ass-rammed with, like, three fucking weeks of nothing but rain.
Next week, we have a couple clear days, which will be nice, you know, because I'll get my cabin dropped out finally.
It'll be really nice because you'll have a nice little moat around your cabin when you finally get it.
Well, I've actually got to dig a trench all the way along my property and then have it going out. So it'll be like three quarters of a moat.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Very fucking nice. What about you, Jonathan? Did you do anything special this week?
No. Put up with the meth heads. That's it.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. I mean, that's just standard.
Yeah, really.
Alrighty. Well, you know how the show goes, folks. We're just going to take a look at some cryptids right now and some spooky stories. So it's time for Unholy Beast and Blasphemous Theories.
Unholy Beasts and Blasphemous Theories.
Like I said, this is where we look at cryptids or fucking conspiracy theories or all types of shit that gets your mind moving. So what are we going to talk about today, Sam?
Ooh, I don't know.
I mean,
there's all kinds of creepy shit out there. I mean,
well, I'm thinking that we should talk about a very specific thing, and that is the Bear Lake Monster.
The Bear Lake Monster. It sounds almost as interesting as the Aswang.
Exactly. It's a big, fat, hairy gay man that hangs around the
all
lake.
Right. So, just an Aswang.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, so the Bear Lake Monster is a being appearing in folklore near Bear Lake on the Utah-Idaho border. So it's just a Mormon who's hiding from his 67
really
wives.
A really hairy Mormon.
A really hairy Mormon. Exactly. The myth originally grew from articles written in the 19th century by Joseph C. Rich, a Mormon colonizer.
God damn it, Mormons.
Fucking Mormons, man. He was a colonizer in the area, purporting to report secondhand accounts of sightings of the creature. However, he later recanted the stories. He's like, I'm not a freak, okay? I don't believe this
shit. I'm not one of them Lonnie Kings.
Right, exactly. In recent years, the monster is considered to be a tourist attraction, and the last reported sighting of the monster was in 2002.
So basically, he's like, you know, Bush is in the White House. I'm all right. I'm going to go hang out somewhere else if you don't mind. All right. So descriptions. Not all descriptions of the Bear Lake Monster agree. You think?
No, really?
It's the first time. First time a cryptid has been like, no, he didn't look like that. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Hang on 1 second. Let me light this fucking cigarette. That's what daddy likes. Anyway. So, not all descriptions of the Bear Lake Monster agree, but one team of folklorists, it's all these fucking folklorists, stated that it is reported to resemble a serpent, but with legs about 18 inches long on which it marauds along the shoreline. So it's just fucking, like, creeping along and shit like that.
Fair enough.
Right on. I'm okay with that. One article reported that the creature had a large undulating body with about 30 feet of exposed surface of a light cream color, moving swiftly through the water, a distance of 3 miles from the point of observation.
Okay.
So this dude sees something 3 miles away, and he's like, I got a good look at it. No problem.
Yeah, no, 3 miles.
Seems legit. You know, 3 miles, I mean, you know, no...
3 miles is a hell of a distance to see.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, at that point, it could very well just have been a fucking log floating.
That's all it was.
It is what it was. It was like, just
look
a
how
log.
Huge it is. It's a fucking log. Others reported seeing a monster-like animal which went faster than a locomotive and has a head variously described as being similar to that of a cow, an otter, a crocodile, or a walrus, minus the tusks.
That's a lot. Like, that's a pretty broad spectrum.
Yeah, exactly.
Of...
It's like he's either a mouse or a giraffe.
It's there is no gray area. No either or. He's either the mouse or the giraffe.
Right. So its size was reported to be at least 50 feet long and certainly not less than 40.
Someone would have fucking found that thing. I mean, good lord.
I don't know. It kind of reminds me of like Jurassic Park 2, where it's like the fucking like T-Rex comes in and he's just fucking up the town, and all of a sudden he just disappears. And it's like, how the fuck do we lose a fucking T-Rex? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
It's not like it's really hiding anywhere.
He's just hiding behind a bamboo post, like the ass went.
T-Rex back in the fucking alley, ducking behind a dumpster.
Right? He's just like, they don't see me.
Yeah, the dumpster barely covers his head. The
fucking zookeepers are walking around like, be very, very quiet.
Yeah, the T-Rex is like, maybe if I don't move, they won't see me.
Exactly. It's just a non-ending fucking vicious cycle. Oh, shit. That's fucking ridiculous, man. Like, I just love it. It's certainly not less than 40, though. I mean, come on.
Yeah, let's be real.
Yeah, exactly. That sounds like a dude who's, like, overcompensating for the size of his dick. You know what I mean? He's just like, it's 5 inches. Maybe 4.9. You know what I mean?
But like, it's not 4.5.
Yeah, I'm not a queer or nothing. You know what I mean? That's basically what it comes down to. Some sightings even spoke of a second member of the species and smaller monsters as well. So it's like he's the big dude, and then he's got like a family. It's just a fucking family of these like creepy serpentine fucking monsters. Good luck sleeping tonight, folks. What yeah. the shit? All right, so this thing has history, man. An 1868 article in the Deseret News. I probably fucked that up, but I don't care. It's Utah. Announced that the Indians have a tradition concerning a strange serpent-like creature inhabiting the waters of Bear Lake, and now it seems this water devil, as the Indians called it, has again made an appearance. A number of our white settlers... Okay.
White cake.
A number of these crackers declare that they have seen it with their own eyes. The Bear Lake Monster, they now call it, causing a great deal of excitement up here. And then the author, Joseph C. Rich, went on to relate several sightings of the creature in recent times. The article created a stir in Salt Lake City, and within a month, a new staff member quizzed many Bear Lake people and found hardly a person who doubted it. Really?
Yeah, they really got to bring in that tourism.
They really need to fucking stop smoking whatever they're smoking out there, man.
It's Utah. They're probably smoking, you know, toilet paper and egg, you know,
and, cinnamon, and marriage
nutmeg and shit
and marriage licenses because they have so many to spare. Oh shit! Latter-day
that was a good one.
Yeah, thank you. I'm proud of that one.
You should be.
I mean, hey, you know, I try. I mean, it's the least I can fucking. Anyway.
Smug bastard.
What can I say? Latter-day Saints church leaders took an interest in the monster when they visited the area on preaching tours, took the opportunity to speak firsthand with the residents of the region. They stated that they had had conversations with Brother Charles C. Rich and other brethren from Bear Lake Valley respecting the monster which have been seen in the lake. These people do not know how to fucking talk. I'm reading this word for word. I'm not fucking it up at all. It's just really, like, confusing. They found that they declared that the testimony that had been given by so many individuals who have seen these creatures in so many places and under a variety of circumstances, that they considered the story to be indisputable.
Indisputable.
So the Mormons, the fucking Latter-day Saints, come down, and they're just like, you know, in their magic underwear and fucking short-sleeve white shirts, and they're just like, I'm Elder Price, how are you? You know what I mean? Everything like that.
Meet my four wives.
Did I mention that heaven's in, you know, fucking Jackson County, Missouri? Anyway. These fuckers come in and they're just like, they listen to a whole bunch of people say it and they're like, well, fuck it, it must be true. You know what I mean?
It must be.
So, I mean, you know, that's it. It's true. We're fucking putting the word down here. It's 100% fucking true.
Legit.
It's 100% true. Anyway.
100.
So, the news continued to publish articles about the monster, skeptically at times.
And skeptically? How could they?
Skeptically at times and defensive at others. So my guess is there's just a battle of the presses right here where it's like two fucking reporters like, no, it's fucking real, man. No, it's fucking fake. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, you're an asshole. I'm going to print this fucking paper and tell you just how fucking wrong you are. And he's like, yeah, well, next week I'm going to print a paper that shows me how right I am. So fuck you and your six wives. Fuck you and the horse you rode in on. Whatever. Okay, so other local newspapers turned to attack the stories of a water devil. The Salt Lake Tribune even went as far as to quip that the monster was twin brother to the devil and cousin to Brigham Young. Articles about the Bear Lake Monster continue to appear over the next several years, either reciting new sightings of the Bear Lake Monster as well as similar creatures in other rivers and lakes in the Utah Territory. What it is it's just the bastard son of some fucking creepy Mormon screwing a 14-year-old girl, and she had this fucking, like, abomination, and they just threw it in the water.
And it lived.
Yeah, it just lived. It survived by eating brown trout and just fucking, you know, it was raised by the fish, so it took on, like, the identity. It's just a dude in a costume. That's all it is. Fucking abomination baby in a costume. There you go. The Bear Lake abomination baby in a costume.
I'm coining that term.
I'm fucking putting this on the Wikipedia
page. Changing their Wikipedia page.
Check the edit history, folks. Oh, shit. Man, like, okay, so they caused some people to speculate that there was an underground channel connecting the Great Salt Lake and other waterways to Bear Lake. Interest was high enough that at one point, even church president Brigham Young decided to investigate the claims to find out whether the story was an honest tale of a serpent or only a fish story, and went as far as to sending a large rope to Paris, Idaho to aid in capturing the monster.
So he's like, here, take this rope.
The head of the Mormons is just like, hey, you know, we're just going to send a rope. I want that fucking thing.
Yeah, sending positive vibes.
We can't, the word of the abomination baby can't get out. So we need to fucking capture this.
We need to tie this down now with a symbolic rope.
Exactly. And, you know,
you can only buy it at the Mormon store with your Mormon card.
Put some magic underwear on it. Perfectly.
Yeah.
So Young wasn't the only person interested in capturing the creature. Well, no fucking shit.
Yeah.
Every time there's one of these creatures out, everybody's like, I'm going to get it. I'm going to fucking shoot him.
I'm going to ride it. I'm going to break it. Well, make it take me to its treasure, then I'm gonna shoot it.
And not only that, but then I'm gonna take him home. I'm gonna shoot him with a trank gun, not a bullet. I'm gonna bring him home, and I'm gonna train him to bring me beers from the fridge.
Hey, man, you can't do that with a Bigfoot.
Shut up, Lonnie. Right. Get out of here.
Right. How did that, like? He's supposed to be in a shed. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh shit. So, one local resident proposed using a large baited hook attached to a 20-foot cable and 300 yards of 1-inch rope at the end.
Genius.
Right? He's like, that'll work.
Put a fucking raw chicken on there, just toss it in.
I mean, did you see Jeepers Creepers 2? It worked in that, you know? Oh, shit. At the end of which was to be a large buoy with a flagstaff inserted and an anchor to keep it in a perpendicular position. from the buoy, 100 yards of 3/4-inch rope was to be extended to a tree on shore. When captured, it was hoped that the monster could be exploited for his wondrous proposition.
Sexually exploited.
Exactly. We're going to catch it and we're going to fuck it. That's what we're going to do.
In that order.
Let me tell you, my wife's a big whore. Which one? Number 5. She's a huge whore, okay? She's got massive fucking vag, okay? So the only thing that's going to satisfy her sexually, because I can't do it anymore. I can't get it up unless she's 13. Basically, I need to get this thing to be a living vibrator for her. Oh, shit. Okay, so they wanted to sell it to show business. When captured, it was hoped that the monsters could be exploited in show business in competition with the famous P.T. Barnum. So they're just like, fuck the circus, man.
We're just going to drive around in like an aquarium truck and have this thing in and be like, hey, everyone, pay us money to come stare at this thing.
Look at it. Isn't it fucked up? You know what I mean? Like, that's basically how every single sideshow works, is they're just like, look at it. Look how fucked up it is, man. You see how fucked up that thing is? It's fucking weird, man.
It's the live version of 4chan.
Give us your money. You know what I mean? All right, so modern sightings. Okay, this is our time down here. Goonies reference. Sightings of the Bear Lake Monster continued even after Rich admitted that he fabricated the original sightings as a hoax.
Oh, dun dun dun. All
right. So
there we go.
There you go. Yeah, I feel like I can get the sound effect in there. All right, so a 1907 letter published in Logan, Utah, a newspaper claimed that two men had seen the Bear Lake behemoth.
Behemoth.
You ever see Reservoir Dogs?
Yes.
Where he's just like talking about the monster truck, and he's just like, including the new monster truck, the behemoth. That's my favorite part of the whole fucking movie.
The behemoth.
And they attacked the camp and killed one of their horses. A 4-year-old claimed to see it in 1937, a Boy Scout leader spoke of seeing it in 1947. Unfortunately, it was just, you know, his higher up coming to fuck him.
Yep.
Because that's how the Boy Scouts work.
And, put on a costume.
The last reported sighting of the monster was in June 2002 when Bear Lake business owner Brian Hershey claims to have seen the monster.
Yeah, that business must not have been doing too well.
Exactly. That's immediately what I think of. He was a fucking business owner and he was just like, listen, I got bills.
I got bills. I got a mortgage. I got 2 kids in college.
If I say there's a fucking monster here, some dumb redneck's going to come out here.
Somebody will show up.
I'll charge him $500 to camp out here. Problem solved.
There we go. I mean, what else are they going to spend the welfare money on?
Exactly. Monsters become a part of local folklore, partly due to sporadic sightings and partly in jest. For years, a Bear Lake Monster boat, a tourist boat shaped like a Green Lake Monster, offered a 45-minute scenic cruise of Bear Lake with folklore storytelling. So even after this thing's been proven as a fucking hoax, like the dude who immediately, like,
they're just still running with it.
They're just like, no, man, it's real.
Yeah, no, it's totally real.
I don't care if the first guy who discovered it said he didn't see it.
He said he didn't see it? Fake news.
Yeah, exactly. Fake news.
Alternative facts.
It's fake news. Fake news. So, another self-parody that the locals have done is fill a float in the Garden City, Utah Raspberry Day Parade. The Raspberry Day Parade?
That sounds gay as shit.
How fucking, like, how nothing is your town where it's just like, let's have a Raspberry Day.
And we could even have a parade.
Maybe one day
we'll throw raspberries from the parade.
Maybe one day we can celebrate Christmas, but unfortunately we don't make enough money to support our 7 kids from 18 different wives.
So we've got Raspberry Day.
Raspberry Day, kids. Let's go to the parade. Make sure you know that you get a planet when you die. Because we're Mormons. Fuck. A competition was organized in Garden City to have local school children name the Leviathan. The judges decided on the name Isabella, which had been submitted by an 8-year-old girl.
So, okay.
So the Bear Lake Monster is now known as Isabella.
Izzy for short.
Yeah. The eye dog. That's her street name.
Yep.
It also appears in Animal Planet's Lost Tapes drama series, in which it's depicted as similar to a crocodile or a mosasaur. Lost Tapes also states that in one legend, Pecos Bill fought the monster for days until he finally defeated the creature.
Show also, but it was seen in 2002, so he fucking didn't.
Yeah, so fuck you, Pecos Bill.
Yeah, who the fuck are you?
I mean, he's just some loser with a big hat. That's all they all are. Oh, man. So, that's the fucking Bear Lake Monster, folks. It's kind of fucking ridiculous.
All right.
But we're not done yet.
No, we're not.
We're not done yet at all. In fact,
The next thing we're going to be talking about is actually pretty spooky, folks.
Spooky.
All right, so...
Just think of Barbara Streisand the whole time. That's how spooky it is.
So the next thing we're going to move on to is a story that is floating around the internet right now.
In the Twitter sphere.
In the Twatter sphere. So a guy by the name of Adam Ellis tweets something on August 7th, 2017. He says, so my apartment's currently being haunted by the ghost of a dead child, and he's trying to kill me. All right.
Okay, good strong start.
Yeah, he started appearing in dreams, but I think he's crossed over into the real world now. The first time I saw him, I was experiencing sleep paralysis and saw a child sitting in the green rocking chair at the foot of my bed. He had a huge, misshapen head that was dented on one side. I did my best to draw it, and he provided a picture. This is all in Storyfy, by the way. He made a Storyfy thread for all the tweets and shit. That way he didn't have to go scrolling past, you know, his fucking retweets or whatever. Like, fuck Trump or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. He did his best to draw it. For a while, he just stared at me. But then he got out of the chair and started shambling towards the bed. I couldn't move because I was paralyzed. I have sleep paralysis fairly often, and it sucks. Right before he reached my bed, I woke up screaming. I had another dream a few nights later where I was in a library and a girl came up to me and said, you've seen Dare David, haven't you? I was like, who? And she says, Dear David, you saw him. She continued, he's dead. He only appears at midnight. And you can ask him two questions if you say Dear David first. Then she added, but never try to ask him a third question, or he'll kill you. I was very shaken, naturally. Having two dreams about the same thing is pretty fucking weird. He didn't say fucking, but for emphasis, I put that in there.
Fucking.
Fuck. This is an explicit podcast. Not fuck, safe
fuck,
for work,
fuck,
bitch.
Fuck, fuck.
Anyway, a couple weeks passed without incident. And then David came back in another dream. Same situation. I was in bed and he was sitting in the rocking chair near the window, staring at me.
Lovingly.
In the dream, I say, Dear David, how did you die? He mumbles, an accident, in a store. I say, Dear David, what happened in the store? He groans. A shelf was pushed on my head. I'm frozen with fear. I ask, who pushed the shelf? David doesn't answer. I then realize that I asked a third question, which I'm not supposed to do. At that point, I wake up, absolutely terrified. So this basically, like, it's a situation, right? And number one, the main issue here with this story is he is an author, okay? He's written comics, he's an artist and everything like that. So, naturally, you're thinking, mm-hmm. It's kind of, he might be trying to fucking do something, but, like, he hasn't, this is still going on today, okay? Like, literally, his most recent Dear David tweet was, like, 2 days ago, talking about how he still sees him and shit.
Yeah, so it's obviously bullshit, because he's not dead. He asked the third question.
Well, the next couple days... he Googles deaths in the city, but can't find anything about a kid named David dying in a store. He even tries different names, Daniel, Dylan, Devin, nothing. A few weeks go by without incident, and sort of randomly, the apartment above his is vacated, and I have the opportunity to move into it. And it's a larger apartment, so he's thrilled. He's like, fuck yeah, larger apartment, which, I mean, I would be too.
Oh yeah.
Another month or two goes by, and I sort of forget about Dear David, and I think he might have lost track of me because I moved upstairs, but lately something strange is happening. For the past 4 nights, my cats gather at the front of the door at exactly midnight and just stare at it, almost like something's on the other side. He actually put a picture, and you can see in the picture that his two cats are clearly trying to look at something under the door, right? He says this happens every fucking night at midnight. Last night, I got a weird feeling and I looked out the peephole, and I'm dead certain I saw movement on the other side. When I opened the door and turned on the hall light, nothing was there, but my cat seemed really unnerved.
bushy tails, etc. That's where I am right now. Dear David found me, I think. I don't know what to do, and I'll keep you updated. 2 days later, he finally posts a fucking tweet. Update. For the sixth night in a row, my cat has walked over to the door promptly at midnight and stared at it. He actually put up a picture with the clock. The only issue is it's a wind-up clock, so he could just fucking set it for whatever time he fucking wants to. But then again, you can really kind of do that with any clock.
Yeah.
Even if he just, like, had, you know, fucking used his picture, like, actual picture camera to take a picture of his cell phone or whatever, you can still change the time whenever you fucking want.
Yeah.
Then he posts a video of his cat staring at the fucking door, right, and making noises at it. Like, it's, you know, the chittering sounds that fucking cats do.
Yeah.
Like, here, we'll play a little sample. And it's clearly staring at this fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's staring at the door. Like, clearly, because, like, cats are not usually like that. You know what I mean? Like, if it was a mouse or something, it would be following it like a motherfucker.
Yeah,
it wouldn't just be trying to bat at it. Yeah, it wouldn't just be fucking staring, right?
Yeah.
He takes a photo through the peephole because he's too scared to open the door, and he feels like he sees something. Takes a photo, couldn't tell, so he mustered up the courage to open the door. Nothing was there, but I took another photo. Look at this. Is it just me, or is there something in the first photo, right where the banister meets the shelves, hiding on the stairs? And if you look at the picture, it does kind of look like it. I wasn't sure if it was a smudge or something, so I took a second photo from the inside, and there was something out there. Deadbolted the lock and got in bed because I don't know what else to do, and I can still hear my cat meowing at the door. Now, this is genuinely fucking creepy at this point.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? takes a picture from his bed at fucking, let's see what time this is, 11:38, right? The next night. And his cat's just fucking sitting there, right? Fucking eyes are glowing and shit, and he's just like, I'm pretty scared right now. He's like, I'm heading to bed, but the cats are back at the door. They only do this in the middle of the night. It's routine now. And here we go, just minutes before midnight, they're back in front of the door. And this goes on for a fucking long time, right? So he uses a sound app to record his apartment last night, and it makes individual recordings every time it hears something. There are 33 different recordings. You know, most of them are pretty vague. He says a couple of them are passing cars and the like, but there are three that he's interested in. The first one is a snapping sound, and what sounds like a single step. It's odd because I didn't get out of bed all night. This one is weird because of out of 33 recordings, this is the only one that strange electric sound throughout, that has that strange electric sound throughout. This directly follows the electric static, another snap, and then I groan in my sleep. So this happens between 2 and 3 in the morning. He has no explanation for this. He'll keep recording and share if he finds anything curious. And this is all in fucking August. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, like, this dude, it takes a lot to commit to a story like this. You know what I mean? Most people would stick with it for a day or two and then dump it on a forum. You know what I mean? For other people to go wild with. So you flash out, and he decides that he's going to buy a camera to try and take a picture of the hallway with a camera itself, you know what I mean? Just like a developing camera.
Yeah.
Instant shit like that. So he takes some photos all around his apartment. Cam is working just fine. He opens the door of the hallway. The light's fucking on. He takes a picture. The picture is pitch black in the hallway. He's like, okay, well, this... just to prove that I'm not fucking with you, you know, he takes a video of him taking a picture of the open hallway door, and it prints out completely black. Then he sees maybe if it's just the light was so bright that it's causing some sort of negative effect. So he stands back in his house, like his actual apartment, with the door open, takes a picture. Everything else is lit up. Fucking hallway is black. You know what I mean? It's just spooky shit like that. So eventually it gets to a point where homeboy sets up a fucking video camera to watch him while he sleeps. And it takes a picture, you know, a still image every single time there's movement.
Yeah.
Eventually it gets to a point where he starts seeing things on this fucking tape. And it clearly looks like a fucking little kid. Right? Is fucking standing at the edge of the bed and shit like that. All right, now that was just a portion of the Dear David story. Basically, it's still going on right now. You can still go on this guy's Twitter. It's at @Moby_dickhead.
Okay.
And he's, like, still posting this shit.
You can totally take him serious.
Exactly. But, like, that's the thing, though. He's not trying, like, it's not like he has, like, Creepy Greg as his fucking, you know, Twitter angle. You know what I mean? Where it's, like, clear, like, this is clearly just some dude just posting shit.
Nobody follows Creepy Greg. Creepy Greg follows you.
I'm changing my fucking Twitter handle to Creepy Greg. The story of Creepy Greg, everybody. But yeah, dude, like, these photos that he fucking posted, it looks like a fucking corpse kid. But people are, like, no photography experts have looked at it or, like, Photoshop experts to determine whether or not it's fake or not. But regardless, the fact, he's still going on with this story. You know what I mean? So if it is real, it's fucking terrifying. If it's fake, which, let's be honest, this day and age, it's really easy to fake things.
Oh, yeah.
A lot easier than it was back in the day. I'd say, you know, it's par for the course, but it's interesting regardless.
Yeah, interesting, even if it is just a story, you know, good storytelling with today's media.
Yeah. Alter Server Jonathan, what did you think of the Dear David story?
I don't know, man. I think he's faking it, bro.
You think he's like, you know, most women, on, like, whenever they don't feel like having sex, they just fake it?
Yeah, that's exactly how it works. Yeah.
It's like, oh, I have a headache.
I came, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Came to my senses, get the fuck out of my house.
That's the worst part, man. You're sitting there and you're fucking, you know, all, you're trying to get all fucking, you know, with your girl, and she's just like not having it, you know what I mean? So you just do the business and you're just like, oh, was that good for you? And she's like, yeah, that was fine. Yeah, I guess.
Good job.
That's every night for me.
Good game.
God damn it. All right, we're going to be right back on The Church Absurd. We have a very special commercial. If you might remember in episode 2 where we talked about Dr. Phil. He actually met with the Falsco people, and he's bringing a special guest onto one of his episodes in the future. He's promoting it on this podcast. So, hey, you know, follow your dreams, folks.
Yep.
Yeah, so we'll be right back on The Church Absurd.
How you doing there, listener? This is Dr. Phil. I'd like to promote my fantastic new episode of my show, every day at 5 o'clock, Dr. Phil. On a very special episode this week, we sit down with a friend of yours. You might know him. His name's Lonnie King. Here's a little preview for the episode. Now, Lonnie, are you saying that you believe in some sort of Bigfoot character?
Yeah, that's right, Dr. Phil. Of course I believe in Bigfoot. Who wouldn't believe in Bigfoot?
Now you know that there's no evidence whatsoever that Bigfoot exists.
That's just crazy talk. It's just the government trying to keep us from the truth.
Now, Lonnie, it is 100% not real.
Oh my God. Dr. Phil, are you Bigfoot?
Join us in a couple weeks when we have Lonnie King on a very special episode of Dr. Phil. Thanks very much to the folks at Falsco for securing his appearance on my television show. You can find more information at drphil.com/Lonnie.
And we are back to The Church Absurd. I'm your host, Reverend Jess. Fucking Deacon Sam, man. Fucking Lonnie is going to be on Dr. Phil.
Lonnie is going to be on Dr. Phil.
What is your thoughts?
I got to watch it, to be honest with you. It's going to be definitely an embarrassment to Eastern Kentucky. But he's not even from here. He's from Ohio. And I was born in Ohio. So it's just going to be an embarrassment on both fronts.
Exactly.
So you just got to wonder, you know. Is someone just going to slap the fucking soul out of him after listening to him talk for a few minutes? Is Dr. Phil going to get real with him?
Listen, Lonnie, you need to get real, okay? There's no Bigfoot.
100% real. That was a 100% real commercial, folks.
Oh, yeah, no. Dr. Phil is totally doing this. He's that desperate.
100%.
Even the Cash Me Outside girl knows that Dr. Phil's doing this.
How about that?
She even told Dr. Phil that he was nothing and Oprah made him.
Yeah.
That must have struck home pretty hard.
Yeah, probably.
Fucking teenage girls, they know how to hit deep.
Oh, yeah, so deep. So deep. Well, Sam, I think it's only fair.
Is it only fair?
It's only fair that we go to everyone's favorite segment after a long, unholy beast and blasphemous theories, so... It's time for everybody's favorite segment.
Gotta drink the tequila while this is going.
Fuck yeah.
That's fucked
fucked up, man.
That's right. It's time for Wow, That's Fucked Up. This is where we look at fucked up shit and make fun of it.
No, it's not pictures of Lonnie.
Exactly. That's on the cringe corner. Can we make that a segment?
Yes, we are. Oh, totally my God. The cringe corners. Elliot Rodgers would have fit on there perfectly.
No, any blog that wasn't his retribution blog, where it's just like, how can women deny me? Those would be good for the cringe corner.
Yeah.
You know, he the supreme gentleman.
Yeah, one of my coworkers is kind of like him. He's just like, you know, obscenely obese and pretty stupid. Like, raised out here kind of stupid.
Yeah.
But God, I think he might be a year older than me, like 26.
Well,
and he's a virgin.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. No, not by choice.
Right. Well, it's funny you bring up Elliot Rodger.
Oh, what do we have now?
What if I told you there was, after his death, a woman that fell in love with him?
She sounds intriguing.
Let's hear something from her. What do you think?
Is she like...
This is a slideshow. And basically, it's pictures of her that she's edited together. With her and Elliot Rodger.
So is she like in her 40s and wants like a really young guy that she can take care of? And...
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Right? And she's absolutely in love with this guy. And, wow.
Yeah.
You know, that's really all I can fucking say. And, she's been sharing pictures of her wearing the similar, like, similar fucking outfit and glasses that he's been wearing. And, she's got fucking 100, like 1,000 subscribers, right? Her YouTube channel is Elliot Supreme Lady. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, when is she gonna go on her shooting spree?
I don't know. She's got a picture of him in a fucking glass heart. And everything like that. This is a guy who killed 11 people.
Yeah. Because the women wouldn't sleep with him, and he was 22.
And this is her talking about her Elliot Rodgers shirt that she got off Redbubble.
I got my Elliot shirt in the mail. Yay! I'm trying to smooth it out for you guys so you can see. Sorry. There. There's the shirt.
I mean, to be fair, the shirt looks decent.
Smooth it out. And this is what it looks like.
Well, duh.
It didn't take long for it to arrive.
Well, that's bullshit, because Redbubble takes forever.
Maybe they were just happy to get rid of that shirt.
So, I just wanted to show you guys what it looks like. With this shirt, I love the big graphic on it. I love the picture. This big, beautiful face. And then,
she's in love with Fetus Boy.
The material is, like, super soft. This was very well made. It's a very well made shirt. And it's super comfy. It's super soft. And
so is she just ramming that shirt into her vagina?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I'm really happy with this.
Shout out to Redbubble.
I did buy this in...
It's baffling that people like that are out there. Oh, shit. Now... I like to think that if we had an opportunity to talk to Elliot Rodger when he was a kid, his sister would probably be very similar to this next child we're going to be looking at.
All right.
This is from an HBO documentary called Child of Rage. Classy title.
Classy. First class all the way.
Now, this little girl, apparently she was abused up until she was 19 months old. And she was put into a very loving family, everything like that. And they decided to interview her after she was diagnosed with some type of personality disorder. And, yeah.
All right.
Let's take a listen, shall we? Pleasant voice.
Yeah.
Are people afraid of you, Beth?
Uh-huh.
Who's afraid of you, Beth?
John.
Your brother. And what is your brother... Why is your brother afraid of you?
Because I hurt him so much.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And... What... At nighttime, what do your parents do to your door?
lock it shut.
Why do they lock it shut?
Because they don't want me to hurt John.
Right. And they're kind of afraid of hurting John? Of you hurting John?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are they afraid that you might hurt them?
Yep.
Would you, Beth?
Mm-hmm.
When would you do it?
No regrets.
Nighttime.
Okay. Why would you do nighttime?
Because I don't like them seeing me do it. But they can tell me to it.
Mm-hmm. And what would you do to him, Beth?
Stab him.
How old is this child?
I think she was like 7 at this point.
Yeah.
It's like I went to my parents' house. My mom was cleaning out a bunch of old shit. There was a bunch of drawings that I did when I was a kid, and it was basically just me trying to draw Satan and just ending up scribbling all over red all over the page and just circles of red, just hard scribbling. And then there was one that was like how to torture someone, and it was grab their arm and twist it and just keep twisting and twisting and twisting until it comes off. And they tell you what you want. That was first grade. That was first grade me.
You're going to hell when you die.
I'm driving the bus.
But yeah, so the child of rage, man. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm definitely never having kids. Right. That would be my child.
Exactly.
Or my child would be, you know, born severely disfigured as some kind of cruel punishment for me being a cruel little bastard of a child.
Right. And you seem like you might have been a poor bastard of a child.
I was a bastard.
Dude, don't go by what your mother told you when you were growing up.
Yeah, no, don't do it. Don't rebel. Yeah. Don't do what they say.
Yeah. So fucking kill your family. Child of Rage, man. If you get a chance, the full documentary is up on HBO.
Kill your parents. Fuck dog.
The fuck? Oh, shit. So, yeah.
Altar Boy Jonathan, please stop saying those things into the microphone.
Yeah, that's fucking unacceptable, man. We bring you on this fucking podcast. All right, so.
Learn to fist yourself. Jonathan, that's enough.
Exactly. Knock it off, man. I'm going to tell your parents.
I just got to speak my mind.
About fisting.
Yeah.
Alrighty, moving on from fisting.
It's hard to move on from fisting when you can't really walk afterwards.
Now, Sam, let's take a trip. What do you say?
Let's take a trip. Where's the mushrooms?
We are going to take a trip back to Thanksgiving Day of 2012.
Let's do that.
Alright, now... Let me just state...
Let's get in our time machine.
Yeah, exactly. It's a... fuck a DeLorean. We got a Fiat. And then, once you get to 66 miles an hour, that's when you see some serious shit. So, Thanksgiving Day in the lovely state of Minnesota, where a pack of Newports is $13.
Yeah.
A gentleman by the name of Byron Smith was really paranoid in his neighborhood. An avid gun collector, he installed a very fancy surveillance system to determine whether or not, you know, motherfuckers are trying to break in his house and rob him and everything like that. So Thanksgiving Day, two people decided to rob him. He saw them coming, he sat in a chair with a hunting rifle, and set up an audio recorder on his bookshelf.
Which is just the sane thing to do.
Oh, we're not even at that point yet. This is the uncensored recording that it picked up, okay? What you're going to hear in the beginning is the sound of glass breaking. That's his window being shattered by the two would-be assailants. This is like a real-life Don't Breathe. Have you ever seen that flick?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a real-life Don't Breathe. You know what I mean? Except this guy's not blind. That movie was fucking terrifying. You know? I'm like, I'm never robbing blind people.
Yeah, fuck that.
I'm only robbing deaf people from now on. All right, here we go.
You're dead.
And this is where his friend decides to come down. Young girl.
Oh.
He's sitting back in his little chair, trying to reload his rifle, but it's jammed. Got it.
Oh, sorry about that.
Oh my god.
dying. Bitch.
The Church Absurd, a podcast for kids.
Really family-friendly stuff here. We are listening to people die.
I'm sure she thought she was a real pro. I feel a little bit safer. Not totally safe. I'm still shaking a bit, but...
Totally secured my masculinity.
Safer. I'm not a homosexual.
Pretty sure.
I refuse to live in fear. I am not a bleeding heart liberal. I felt like I was cleaning up a mess.
It puts the lotion in the basket and does what it's told.
Not like spilled food. Not like vomit. Not even like diarrhea. It's the worst.
Food, vomit, diarrhea. That's just the stat. That's just the three stages of Taco Bell.
I mean, that's Jim Tan laundry right there.
Yeah, and that's like the three stages of Taco Bell. Oh, you know what I mean? Like bad Taco Bell, it's been sitting out for a second.
Vomit, diarrhea.
Now, Jonathan, you look pretty disturbed right now.
Little green around the gills.
You weren't expecting this when you decided to come join us for recording, were you?
No, but I'll tell you what. I guess I do agree with him, buddy. I mean, if I'm going to kill people coming to my house, I might as well record it so I can remember it.
Right, but here's the fucked up part. He grabs the audio recording, and he's talking directly into it. Because, like, if he's just whispering and it's, like, sitting on the bookshelf, it's not going to pick up all this.
Yeah, no.
So that means...
He was speaking into it.
That means he's sitting in a room with two corpses, and he's just like, I know, this is why I did it. I don't feel bad at all. You know what I mean? I got a really great deal on the security system, and it's paying off. Now I can kill people and get away with it. Right? So let's continue.
Best possible. In some tiny little respect. I was doing my civic duty.
Doing a civic duty.
Because the law enforcement system couldn't handle it, and I had to do it.
Duty.
I had to do it. They weren't human. I don't see them as human. I see them as vermin. This bitch was going to go through her life spoiling things for other people. Thieving, robbing, drug use. It's all fun, cool, exciting, and highly profitable until somebody kills you. Like I give a damn who she is. I'm sorry. So much regret. I try to be a good person.
I just kill people with hunting rifles. I'm still a good person.
I totally am.
Because, you know, killing people, I mean, hey, you know, everyone does it. It's only normal.
Yeah, it's natural.
It's 100%
it's natural to have an erection while you pull the trigger.
Welcome to the Church Absurd ASMR. Where you can hear the lip smacks.
All right, Jonathan, your thoughts. How you feeling?
Man, I don't know. I think he had second thoughts. First, he's like, I didn't care. They were going to rob me. Then he's like, well, I'm sorry. I was just trying to be a good person. I thought they'd be fine.
But this chick is just going to go around thieving and robbing, drug use. And she's probably going to cheat on her taxes.
She never files them right.
She tries to get deductions for just random stuff. Gas money is not a tax deduction.
You know what I mean? Like, he just like... I want an audiobook from this guy.
Right?
All in this whisper format. You know what I mean? Where it's...
Harry Potter was the boy who lived. Voldemort tried to kill him, but he couldn't. Hermione was red-haired. And so was Ron Weasley.
We're giving people nightmares. Can you imagine if they fall asleep to the podcast and wake up at this point, they just hear us all whispering like creeps?
I try to do what I should, be friendly to other people, help them when I can. Try to be a good citizen, not cheat people, be fair. And because I try to be a decent person, they think I'm a patsy. I'm a sucker. They think I'm there for them to take advantage of. Is that the reward for being a good person? And if I gather enough evidence, they might be prosecuted.
Yeah, they can't be prosecuted now because you're fucking dead.
You killed him, you moron.
He thinks this is like his Batman origin story. Right. Like, I have the supernatural ability. I am killing people.
I am the knight.
If they're prosecuted, it might go to court. If it goes to court, they might be found guilty. If they're found guilty, they might spend 6 months, 2 years in jail. And then they're out, and they need money worse than ever, and they're filled with revenge. I cannot live a life like that. I cannot have that chewing on me for the rest of my life.
So, yeah. Byron Smith, everybody.
All right. And what happened to him?
He waited an entire day before he called the cops. He didn't want to bother him on Thanksgiving. That was the reason. Naturally. He was just like...
It's a holiday.
I like to think that when, like, he called, he still whispered. You know what I mean?
Hey, I shot two people that were trying to break into my house. I did my civic duty. Would you all come clean it up?
First off, how was your Thanksgiving? Did you have stuffing? Okay, did you have cranberry salad? Okay, I just killed two fucking people.
No, Jonathan, he genuinely looks disturbed by this.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess...
Welcome to the Thunderdome, Jonathan.
If you can't be a good person, you just gotta shoot him.
Fucking kill him.
Right, exactly.
I mean, there's no other option.
Exactly. There's no other option whatsoever.
Kill them all and let the Jewish God sort them out.
Yes, sir.
Why you gotta take it to the Jews? Why you gotta take it to that level, man? So basically what you're saying, John, you agree with them?
Yeah.
Is it no doubt in your mind?
Nope.
If there's any reports of mass shootings in eastern Kentucky... Look at Alter Server Jonathan.
Yeah, look at Jonathan. Look his way.
I mean, I'm just trying to be a good person. I can't help what comes from it.
I'm just trying to do my civic duty.
Yeah.
One bullet at a time.
There's also a part in the recording that wasn't in there where he goes, I am not a bleeding heart liberal.
Oh, no, it was in there. I heard it.
Oh, you heard it?
Oh, I heard it.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah. I mean? Yeah.
But yeah, okay, so we're going to go to another break. Yeah. We'll be right back on the Church Absurd. This guy... I don't know, some fucking Jim Bob Tolson, some guy. He paid for advertiser space. I don't know what the fuck he wants to promote, but...
So mute it for just a minute, and then we'll be right back.
Yeah, we'll be right back on the Church Absurd.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Jim Bob Tolson, and I just want to promote my new industry where I sell meth to you. So, if you're looking for that meth hookup in eastern Kentucky... You know, just hit me up. You know, you can find me on Facebook. Just search Jim Bob Tolson, Jimmy B on MySpace, at JBT Meth on Twitter, and stuff like that. So I'm really trying to get this industry going. I got like 5 people buying Sudafedrin for me. And if you want to buy some meth, just let me know. I got it for you. I'm not originally from here, but you can trust me. I'm not a cop. So yeah, buy Jim Bob's meth. Please, I gotta pay my bills. I got student loans. This is Jimmy B, buy my meth, please.
Welcome back to the Church Absurd. Okay, I didn't know that that is what that guy was gonna promote.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Altair server Jonathan, if you could do us a favor and get us out, get him out of the studio, that would be appreciated. Yeah, just take him over there. And okay, John, you know what to do. There you go.
All right, yeah.
All right.
Problem solved.
Falsco's going to be mad at that, but yeah. I don't care.
We don't do that paperwork.
Exactly. That's Alter Server Jonathan's job. He's doing paperwork.
And all right. Enjoyed shooting him.
Right. So
it was a civic duty.
It's a civic duty.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've got a date with a 6-year-old boy.
I have a date with a 6-year-old boy.
Thank you, Jonathan, for recording that for us.
How did the date go, by the way?
Wasn't satisfying.
How good was it?
Not that great.
Well, 6-year-old, what do you expect?
Yeah. Children are like wine. I mean, they age better over the years.
Sometimes you just got to get in there and just, you know, like that. Exactly.
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Shit. So, now I think it's only fair, because we've disturbed people to their fucking core with that last segment, including Jonathan.
When these deep-seated emotional scars erupt into full-blown PTSD, you cannot sue us. Go fuck yourself.
I think it's only fair that we play a game. It's game time!
Yes!
Time to play the game!
Alrighty. So, we are going to be playing a very specific game. And, you two, do not look at the screen.
I won't look, I promise.
Yeah, look that way. Yeah,
look at me.
I'm looking right at you.
Eye contact.
Yes, sir.
Hold your crotch.
Alrighty. Now.
Got it.
Alright.
This is going to be a fun little segment, and I'll tell you why. Because it's a very special game this week. Now, who doesn't like porn?
I love porn.
Right? Do you like porn, John?
Fully endorse porn.
I watch it while I drive to work every day.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. I mean, because fuck traffic rules.
Yeah, fuck right? that.
Right? I mean, if Paul Nassolf doesn't have to fucking, you know, obey them, why should I? Basically, we're going to be playing a game based on the best porn site, Pornhub.
Yeah.
This game is called Is It on Pornhub? All right. So basically the way that the game works is I offer you a title that may or may not be on Pornhub, and you have to tell me whether it's real or fake.
All right.
Sound fair, guys?
Simple enough.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Okay. So, as always, if you both get it wrong, you'll hear one of these. If you both get it right, you'll hear one of these. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Jonathan has a smile on his face. Now I know he hasn't been listening to the episodes. Because that's nothing new.
Yeah.
You're busted, motherfucker.
Put him on blast.
I was busy filing out the paperwork, man.
Well, you're on blast, bitch. You know why?
Yeah, you're on blast.
Yeah, fucking, you're on blast, son. I'm putting you on blast. I'm calling you out.
Right now. Right here.
Yeah, right.
What's up, bro?
Yeah. You got a problem?
No, good stuff.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You walk away.
DMX.
Anyway.
All right.
Oh, shit. So, are we ready?
Yes, we are.
And folks at home, you can always play along, but stay the fuck off Pornhub.
Unless you're over 18, then get all over Pornhub.
Right now. In fact, if you're not watching porn while listening to us, I'm disappointed. I really am.
Yeah, smartphones. You can watch porn anywhere.
Exactly. Get the Pornhub app. You can download it from the website. I have it. And you can also disguise it from your girlfriend. You can make it say PH viewer instead of Pornhub.
Like, oh, I'm just testing the pH balance record the pH balance of the water in the area.
It's my photo viewer, babe. All right. So, are we ready, gentlemen?
Ready.
Are we ready, folks at home?
I think they're ready.
Okay, let's do this. Round one.
Fight.
You've Got Midget, scene one.
It's on there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep, it's on there.
Yeah, it's on there.
I just totally guessed that, by the way. I haven't seen it.
We all know what you're into. Just saying. Alrighty. Don't be looking at the screen.
Jonathan, okay. Eye contact. We're talking about porn. You make eye contact with the other men in the room.
I got you, man.
Yeah. Alrighty. Round two. Not the Cosbys, but close enough.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I'll no.
It's on there.
Oh, man.
Dude, the world of parody porn, man, is very out there, right? And a lot of it is not the so-and-so. Okay.
Fair enough. Like Elon Musk's not a flamethrower.
Exactly.
That's totally a flamethrower.
Exactly. Are you ready for round three?
Yeah.
Ready.
Round three. Willy Bonkia in your chocolate factory.
Yeah, I watched that one last night. It might not have been Pornhub, but I'm pretty sure it was one of them.
I'm going to have to say no.
Sam is correct. You fucked up, Jonathan.
Must have been something else.
You don't want to lose, trust me. Because you get punished when you lose.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. You're going to have to sing karaoke.
Yep.
Hey, I'll do it.
Yeah.
All right. It's better than licking a 9-volt battery. Yeah. That's one of the next punishments.
I tried to get some tonight and I couldn't. When is that stun gun lighter you're getting coming through?
Oh, next week.
All righty. So Sam is now in the lead.
Okay.
Round four. The taste of Grandma's Fur Burger.
Oh. Yeah, that's on there.
No, it's not.
Jonathan is correct.
Son of a whore.
Okay, so you're both tied again.
All right.
You ready?
Yep, go for it.
Round five. It's the great Blumpkin, Charlie Brown Eye.
That's on there too. I'm in the Charlie.
I'm in the Charlie, yo.
That's the name of this. That's the name of this episode. I'm in the Charlie.
I'm in the Charlie.
Yeah. So do you think it's on there, Sam?
No.
Sam is correct. Jonathan is now losing again.
I don't want to fucking sing karaoke.
Alrighty. Round six. Shit in my ass, you bald-headed, bearded bitch.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are both wrong. It's not on there.
Damn it.
I'm the bald-headed, bearded bitch.
Oh, shit.
All right. Round seven. So now John's still losing.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many rounds we got?
You got 12, and you're on 7 right now.
I'll make it.
Round seven. Dumb cunt eating ice cream.
Yep, it's on there.
Yeah, probably.
You're both correct. Yeah,
there's a bunch of dumb cunts eating ice cream.
Right? All right, so John's still losing, though. I think he might have to sing some karaoke today.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. He's only one behind, isn't he?
Yeah, but regardless, one can... Oh, I hate to break it to you, but one can still make you lose.
Yep.
Yeah,
if it can.
That's how every game works. All right. Round eight. Meme orgy gets nasty.
No.
You're both wrong. It's on there.
A meme orgy.
Yeah.
Would they all have dick butts painted all over each other?
I would assume they just have like the really ridiculous fucking like wall comics and shit like that, where it's just like the Megusta face and the fucking troll face and shit like that.
Pepe's in the middle.
Right, exactly.
Pepe's getting trained.
All right, so John's still losing. Round nine. Is it on there? No. just a video called Slurp. Round nine. Her black stepdad's retarded cock.
I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah.
God! All right, so John's still losing. Round 10. My brother's spying on the neighbors. Ha ha.
Yeah, that
was that like the Mickey Mouse?
No, it's just ha.
Hey kids, do you like anal?
I'm spying on my neighbor.
No, it's literally just ha ha.
Okay. No.
Yes.
Jonathan is correct.
Oh,
you're both tied again.
If we tie in the end, can you sing karaoke?
Sure. If you both tie, if you both win this game, I will fucking sing karaoke for you.
All right.
All right. Round 11. Don't fucking look at the screen.
Damn it, Jonathan, you cheating bastard.
Round 11. Sponge Knob Square Nuts.
Yes.
Yeah. I just don't want to lose the last one.
Alrighty. Round 12. This determines who sings karaoke. Is it going to be me? Is it going to be Sam? Or is it going to be Jonathan? Round 12. STD's Nuts.
No.
No.
You're both correct. Alright, it looks like I'm singing karaoke.
Hey, we get to pick the song.
Do we?
Yes, we do.
What's our playlist?
Narwhal, narwhal, swimming in the ocean.
I don't know that song. It's gotta be a song I know. But
underwater unicorns.
Van full of retards.
All I have to do is go. Nah, it's gotta be an actual song. And I have one in mind. I'm sure you guys will get a kick out of it. But we are going to be right back on the Church Absurd for one last commercial break. This is actually a personal commercial from me. My old show, The Fatitude Era, is going to be re-releasing the old episodes pretty soon here on this SoundCloud page. So we're going to get a little promo for that going. It's a little thing I have going with my buddy El Hordano Diablo of Above Below Entertainment. It's a joint project, joint promotion. It's going to be pretty fucking dope. So we're going to tell you about it real quick. We'll be right back on the Church Absurd.
Hogan's coming for you, brother, invading Poland one more time.
We're going back to 1939. The Silver Dome, brother.
Hey, did you miss your chance to listen to The Fatitude Era with Jackknife Jess and El Hordano Diablo before its inevitable financial downfall? Well, good news. Fat Lulz Radio and Above Below Entertainment are bringing back The Fatitude Era, all 13 episodes in their original format on the Fat Lulz SoundCloud page. Be sure to check the SoundCloud page for the upcoming release and listen to it when it drops. Fatitude Era, a product of Fat Lulz Radio and Above Below Entertainment. Welcome back for the final time of this episode to the Church Absurd. Your host, Reverend Jess, here with Deacon Sam.
Sam.
And altar server, Jonathan.
Yeah, man.
Now, if you don't remember, right before the break, we played a little game. And the deal was the loser sings karaoke. And since they both, the two players, won, I have to sing karaoke.
All right, Elton.
All right, so you guys want me to sing what song?
Rocket Man.
Rocket Man by Elton John. I guess we could do that. I mean, it shouldn't be fucking hard to find a karaoke version of that. No, not Rocket Man Korea. Karaoke. I'm a Rocket Man. All right, so for your listening entertainment and for my internal shame, here is Rocket Man in the style of Elton John. I'm not going to sing the whole song, one verse, and a chorus.
It's still buffering. What's happening?
You're experiencing a network delay. You both need to be watching that on the iPhone.
Fucking ads.
The best streaming network.
They need to be paying us for this exposure they're getting.
Get the best unlimited on the most awarded network. Buy iPhone 8 and get one on us.
I'll fill it out in the paperwork next week. All
right. Here we go, folks. Are you ready? Let's do this.
Let's hear it. Serenade us.
Rocket Man in the style of Elton John.
Can you sing it in Gilbert Gottfried voice?
No.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. I'm gonna be high as a kite by then.
Enjoy this, folks.
I miss the earth, you know. I miss my wife so much. You know it's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight.
Enjoying this, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Chorus, everybody.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again so fine. I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning out of fuse out there alone. And I think it's gonna be a long, and I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again some time.
Damn it.
I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning on a fuse out there alone.
It's gonna be a long, long time, folks.
Long, long time.
Yeah. So there you go, folks. I've embarrassed myself by singing Rocket Man karaoke.
Is weekly karaoke about to be a thing?
For a punishment, I would be down for it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm glad we tied. I feel like you killed it.
Yeah. No, you did. You did kill it.
Right. I was going to add, I think eventually we're going to get to a point where we're going to do all the fucking meme songs where it's just like, you know, I bless the rains down in Africa. Gotta take a lot to take me away from you.
Exactly.
Hold me closer.
It's Tony Danza.
That is not how it goes.
It's totally how it goes. It's about being close to Tony Danza.
But yeah, so there you go. You've heard me fucking embarrass myself in karaoke. You know, so, yeah, if you want to continue the weekly karaoke segment, we'll call it Songs of Praise.
Weekly hymnals.
Exactly. All right, thank you very much for listening to this fucking episode of The Church Absurd. Be sure to give it a share with some people that you love or people you despise, especially the fucked up segment from this night.
Yeah, no, make them listen to it and take that time away from their life.
And if
they will never get it back, and that is the ultimate win for you.
And if they're just like, hey, you why'd you do that? You just go, I'm a good person. I'm not a bleeding heart liberal. I was doing my civic
civic duty.
Alright, so thank you very much for listening. Be sure to check out all the other Fat Lulz radio shows, including The Fickle Fanboy with RPM, The Designated Drinkers, Unseriously Serious, From the Bottom, Robin Slim, and if you want to contribute to Fat Lulz Radio, send your shit to the League of Infuriated Nerds at fatlulzradio@gmail.com, subject nerd rant in the title. If you want to send us any hate mail, be sure to send it to fatlulzradio@gmail.com, subject church absurd hate mail.
Throw it my way on Twitter.
Yeah.
At Hangry Pitbull, Deacon Sam.
Exactly. Throw it my way at RevJess_FLRadio. Yeah, that's right. I'm on Twitter, bitch. And before we go, let's have some mail time. What do you think?
Let's have
mail
it.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Alrighty, so the first one we have is from the favorite fan of ours, the Ass Manager. This is response to us talking about Steven Seagal last week. She said, we need to begin a petition to get him to come work Campton for a while. He's the officer Campton needs. Signed, Ass Manager Brandy.
He is. He actually did a movie down here in an area near here.
Really?
Yeah, no, it was on a train tracks. The trailer, right...
He just laid down and he was like, my career's over.
What a better place to end it.
Yeah, no. He was, it was a big thing in Powell County. You know, they call it Pill County for a reason, but
yeah,
somewhere around there, they filmed part of a movie and it was just on the train tracks. Everyone was like, yeah, Steven Seagal was here.
Yeah.
We're famous.
Right. And then we got some love from Michelle Piscatelli. She said, I just finished listening to the Church Absurd number 4 episode, and I have to tell you that I haven't laughed that hard in a while. The Wow, That's Fucked Up segment was hilarious, and I was dying listening to your commentary on that Virgin Psychopaths video. Well, thank you very much,
Michelle. Thank you. I haven't heard a last name worse than mine in a while. Piscatelli. That's an interesting one. You own it.
Yeah,
you own that name.
You rock that name, Michelle.
You piss on everyone.
Yeah, and she also said she manages a friend who does a podcast in Hawaii, and his sense of humor is very similar to both of ours. He's a ridiculous person who just rants to himself for an hour a week. I believe they call that schizophrenia, Michelle.
Yeah, no, that's, is he looking in a mirror like he's talking to himself?
I'm a good person.
Or is he talking to his gun?
I'm doing my civic duty.
It's different if he's talking with his gun. If he's just talking to it, it's normal.
Yeah.
This is my friend, Bang Bang.
He thinks it's hysterical. She thinks it's hysterical. Anyway, I think a conversation between the three of you would be so entertaining. So yes, we'll just give his podcast some love here. Go check out soundcloud.com/TheLaughingOwl for the Laughing Owl Weekly Wednesday podcast. Maybe, just maybe, we'll be appearing on there soon in the form of a phone call.
Just maybe.
So yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for listening to this episode and listening to any episodes that we put up, because frankly, we need the support. So if you could, if you enjoyed this episode, or if you hated it, share it with somebody you love, share it with somebody you hate, or if you were indifferent, share it with an acquaintance that you kind of met like once or twice at like a various social event or whatever, and maybe you like bought them a drink once just because they looked like they were kind of feeling down about themselves.
Yeah, if you're in a crowded place with them, force them to stand really close to your phone and listen to audio clips of us talking.
Exactly.
Especially in the after service reception, making the mouth sounds.
No, especially episode one where Sam read the Grace Budd letter.
Perfect. Oh, yeah, no, perfect. Crowded area, you can primo. Really hear it. You gotta just jam your phone in their ear.
It's a primo.
Yes, this is a first. I haven't finished my flask.
Well, I mean, to be fair, this was a shorter episode, you know, mainly because, you know,
the challenge accepted. The episode's not over yet.
5 years later. I wonder if somebody could do a 5-year podcast. That'd be interesting.
Just record 5 years of their life.
I would totally do it. Anyway, that'd be a hell of an editing job.
Oh, God, can you imagine?
Oh, shit. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to this episode. As always, spread the gospel of the Church Absurd with everyone you love. Check out the various Fat Lulz pages. Add us on Facebook at Fat Lulz Radio. Add us on Twitter at Rev Jess FL Radio. You'll find me. Just search Rev Jess.
And Hangry Pitbull. Hangry Pitbull.
Exactly.
Deacon Sam.
And Jonathan, you got anything you want to plug before you get out of here?
No, I don't figure.
Penis.
Yeah.
Penis.
He's off the grid pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't even have a social security number.
Keeping a low profile.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't want the government tracking me.
Right. Well, I mean, you're on this podcast.
He doesn't use a thumbprint on his iPhone X. He uses his dick print, which you can do. That is a legitimate thing. You can make your phone recognize your dick and open and unlock your phone. Only on the new iPhone.
Right. iPhone 6.
Buy it now.
Yeah, it's only $69,000. Anyway, we'll see you next time on The Church Absurd. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. And as always, go in peace and tear the world to pieces!
Why the fuck did you take him away from us, you motherfucker?
This has been a Fat Lulz Radio production. To hear more shows like this, go to soundcloud.com/FatLulzRadio.
Apple Mart, can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to place a pizza order. Can I speak to Brandy?
Huh?
Can I speak to Brandy?
Yes, you sure can.
Thank you.
Hold on just a second. Hello?
Hi, I'd like to place a pizza order.
A pizza order?
Yeah. I need a Meat Lovers.
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
What do you need?
Just a meat Lovers, like a fuck ton of meat. I love meat in my mouth.
Yes.
I'm not joking. I need meat. Like I want a large pizza.
Well, I believe that.
I need hot Italian sausage in my mouth.
Oh my God.
I'm not joking. I need a large pizza with a lot of fucking meat. And
is this Jess?
Yeah, I'm placing a fucking pizza order.
And I'm trying to take your order.
Do you guys have salads?
No, I don't have salads.
What about croutons? Do you got croutons?
Yes, you work here. You know what we've got up here in front.
You guys sell pancakes, right?
We ain't got no pancakes.
Well, I want a stack of pancakes. I want a side of pancakes with a stack of croutons.
Well, you hot dog Subway for that.
Okay, but can I get that large pizza? I need it for the show tonight.
Yes, you can get that large pizza.
Okay, when is it going to be ready?
You're going to have to give me about 20, 25 minutes.
What happened to Speedy Service? I thought this was fast food.
Yes, I'm the only one here. Me and Maggie's the only ones here.
Well, I don't want Maggie touching my food.
Well, I'll make it, so you'll have to give me about 20, 25 minutes.
Yeah, because I don't want her touching my food.
So you want a large meat lovers?
Yeah. And a stack of pancakes with a side of croutons.
I'm not making you no stack of pancakes with a side of croutons.
Why not?
Because we don't have it.
Can you put beer in the pizza?
Can I put what in the pizza?
Beer.
No, I can't put beer in the pizza.
Because we need beer for tonight.
Oh, my God, son. You're crazy, son.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So,
all right, I'll make you pizza for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
All right, bye.
2 hours later.
All right, so welcome to the after service reception.
Some good pizza Brandy made us.
Indeed, shout out to Brandy.
Plenty of meat on there.
Yeah, I love meat
in my mouth.
Let me just drip some ranch dressing here.
I'm getting the ranch dressing and the buffalo sauce.
Oh, you're mixing them together?
Oh, no. Putting ranch on it, then dipping it into buffalo.
Sorry, so yeah,
still mixing, but, you know.
This is good. I'm thirsty, though.
That hits pretty good.
Mountain Dew in L.A.
Our guest is still here with us. Jonathan, say hey.
Hey, boy.
Yeah. Jonathan's been a great altar server this evening.
Really, really served us well on his knees.
Exactly.
Yeah, man, you know it.
So what are you doing next week?
Hopefully, I will be starting to insulate my cabin.
You guys finally get it?
They should be dropping it off Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, if the rain holds off. They brought it down from Cincinnati yesterday, so it's in Ewing, only like 130 miles away or 100 miles away or something.
But I thought they were just going to give you Lonnie's.
No, our other neighbors are taking Lonnie's. So the driver's going to come out and deliver ours, and then he's going to go down to Lonnie's and take Lonnie's cabin up to his neighbor.
Does Lonnie know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Lonnie knows. He's already moved out of the cabin and moved into his shed.
Well, I know about that. Does he know that his neighbor's getting it?
Probably.
Because if not, that would be really funny.
Pretty sure. Yeah, Lonnie's getting, like, cabin cuckolded. Because, I mean, it's literally going to be like he can just walk right up the street real quick and see it right there.
It's like Gautier. Somebody you used to know.
Yeah, no, that's all going to be happening. Keeping everything interesting.
Indeed. I heard a joke the other day. My sex life.
Jonathan, do you know any good jokes?
Not really.
You're not a...
I can think of one real quick.
Go for it. The show's done, you know what I mean? We don't have to worry about time or anything.
Should have picked a better moment.
What's the opposite of Christopher Walken?
Christopher Crawler. Reeve?
Yes, Christopher Reeve.
Hand me a napkin, please. The pizza, while good, is quite greasy.
Yeah, plenty of secretions from the meat.
Yeah. So I actually wrote a joke the other day, too. What do aliens take when they have a headache?
I don't know.
Ibuprofens.
Fair enough.
Thank you for joining us this week on the after service reception.
I see you still don't have shit to do with your time.
But we appreciate it.
Yeah, no, consider us your hobby. Don't start a hobby of your own. Just join in ours.
And if you want to, like, isolate the audio for this, just the mouth sounds and send it to people you love or despise, we support that.
Yeah, no, we support that entirely.
So we'll see you next week. This is Reverend Jeff signing out with Deacon Sam and Altar Server Jonathan.
Ooh.
You have a good week, folks. What was that, Sam?
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.